Now they are called bright faces. What?
Now they're called?
Bright faces.
Bright faces.
And actually they are so. Because the consciousness is there. Mm-hmm. So this beauty of your country will be million times enhanced when there is Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is dead.
Some people have asked if a lot of religions, I know last night you talked about religion, have in the United States, have something that they call social consciousness, which means establishing schools and giving money to causes, etc. And the Krishna have anything like this for the poor people?
Krishna is not only for the poor people, for the animals. Mm-hmm. You have for the poor people, but not for the animals. You send the animals to the slaughter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your love is like that, partial. You love the poor people, but not the poor animals.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, your love is so limited and defective. And Krishna concept. Person not only loves the poor man, but he loves the poor animals, poor beasts, insects, ants. He's so upright and so broad-minded. These men, those who are after opening a school and hospital, they cannot be compared even by thousand times fraction and portion with this Krishna consciousness. They're so upright. This guy, with this consciousness only, I am at the age of some years, I've left everything. I'm trying to make them Krishna consciousness. I could have very easily retired and sit down and chant Hare Krishna. But Krishna consciousness is so, pushing that even an old man like me, he's also working hard there now. So who can be compared with the Krishna conscious man? It's not possible. They are inspired by spiritual life, whereas others, they're already dead. What sadly they can do?
People have asked me to ask you what if you have anything comparable to this, like what they call social action.
Yes, social life. We are giving the best social service. Because the whole society is under darkness. Because the man does not know what is the aim of life. What is his constitutional position? What is his duty? Everyone is engaged in some business as Gaddolika Prabhava. It is called in Sanskrit Gaddolika Prabhava. or very other thoughts. One man is doing, oh, I shall do it. One man is doing some sort of work. They do not consider that this man is, the example is given in India. It is called Vedyadhasan. Vedyadhasan means, Vedi means lamb. The lambs are taken in the slaughterhouse in flocks. And in the slaughterhouse, if one lamb is somehow or other pushed, all the lambs will go. They have no sense that where we are going. They simply follow that one lamb has got it. So let us all go. You see? This is going on. They do not know by their process of so-called humanitarian work, they are all entering into the slaughterhouse. But one man has entered, so let him enter. Without understanding where I am entering and what I am going to do, there is no concern. The nature's slaughterhouse. Now we are thinking that I am eating very nicely by slaughtering a cow. But he does not know that he is also slaughtered. This is nature's law. They say, if you kill a man, then he will be killed. Similarly, in God's law, if you kill an animal, the animal will kill it again. He does not know. And therefore, that is Vedyadhasa. One has entered into slaughterhouse. Let me enter. This is it.
You said that if one kills an animal, the animal will kill you again in another life?
Oh yes. Why not?
Why are so many young people such an interest, why they become interested in going into Hare Krishna?
Because they are reasonable. When I speak like this, they appreciate. Therefore they come to me. I don't ask them to follow me blindly. Mm-hmm. I always speak to them philosophy, logic. And they are intelligent, they come to me.
Yesterday you said that that we weren't ready for the Krishna consciousness until 6 years ago. What?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday you said that we weren't ready for the Krishna consciousness until 6 years ago. What made us ready 6 years ago?
This is what they are trying to understand the philosophy. When I speak philosophy, not dogmas.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a religion. There is philosophy background.
And while earlier you were saying that our parents were enamored with this gorgeous dead body,
yeah.
But their sons are not so much enamored.
Yes. That is their positive.
This only started a few years ago.
How does the dress that we're in the saris and the mention in here, how does that better make one able to get into the Krishna
consciousness? Well, that is one's choice. A sari is not an essential factor to become Krishna conscious. But the idea is, Krishna consciousness idea is, especially belongs to Indian culture. Therefore, they like to be dressed like Indians. But that is not a part of our Krishna consciousness. That one needs to learn Krishna consciousness, he has to take the sari. That is not our Indian. That is their choice.
Many people on the street see the Hare Krishna consciousness people doing the chanting, and a lot of them don't understand why they're doing it. I sort of do, but can you explain it better so I can explain it too?
Well, that I've already explained yesterday, that we want to chant so that others may hear, and by hearing they will benefit. This is it. They are not coming here to join the chanting. Therefore we are going outside so that they may hear and be benefited. That is all.
You said it, practitioner was a succession. How did you know that you were going to be the disciple, and do you know who the next disciple will be?
Just like I know from my father, his, my grandfather's name, my great-grandfather's name. Similarly, this is also grandfather, great-grandfather. I know from my spiritual master. He knows from his spiritual master. He knows from his spiritual master. This is discipleship. That's like family service. That's like you are born in a big family, and some hundreds of years ago, your forefather was known as Sir John Stuart or something like that. How do you know it? That he belongs to your family. How do you know it?
They told
me. Yes, by tradition. And practically also, as we are speaking on Bhagavad Gita, we are speaking the same thing as Krishna said.
What is it called?
Bhagavad Gita.
A new edition is coming out by Macmillan, which is it?
No, right.
A new edition, right?
Is it? Later on, they become my students.
And then you said you became ill and you went back to India?
Yes.
And then
Then I came back in 1968.
But hadn't you found that it spread a lot before you came back? Because I remember it.
No, I just begun. It was taking, sprouting, but it required attention. That's why I came back again.
You spend most of your time now in the United States or in India?
No, I don't stay anywhere very long. I'm sometimes in India, sometimes in Africa, sometimes in Canada, sometimes Australia, India, so we are back, Japan. We have a branch of all over. If I stay 1 week, the whole year in the country. There were so many branches.
Can one be a Baptist and can one go to a Baptist church still and also be in the Hare Krishna movement?
We have no objection. We don't say that you don't go to a Baptist church. We don't say anyone. But gradually, they remain here and give us life. But we don't say our kind. From this time you are through. It's like we are meeting two friends. Then meeting. Oh, we select the best friend and don't go to the other. This is you. From this time you are through. We don't say. But they prefer not to go anymore. But we don't say anyone that you don't go.
Do you know who that, will there be another disciple after you know who it will be?
So many disciples.
But do you know who can you,
Everyone
is
disciple. Everyone. Not who, but everyone. It is not a, like that, the organized religion. It is dynamic. One was understood this philosophy. He would go out and preach. Just like I came to a country at the age of 70. At the age of 70, I had nobody goes outside alone with $7 in the pocket. But the impetus, the urge was there, go. And similarly, everyone who has understood me, the urge will be there, he must preach. It is not that I designate somebody that you preach, no. It is so living force, great living force, that one who has understood this philosophy, he will not stay at home, he will preach. Without any salary. Not salary preacher.
Do people that go into the Hare Krishna consciousness, do they have to live in the temple?
Not necessarily.
What do you eat?
When you eat, it's not for that.
Krishna prasadam.
But
give us some Krishna prasadam.
How do you spell that?
P-R-A-S-A-D-A-M.
What is it?
Prasadam means foodstuff left by Krishna after eating.
Leftover of Krishna after Krishna eats.
That's called prasadam. We don't eat anything which is not, first of all, eaten by Krishna. Remnants of foodstuff left by Krishna.
And you don't eat meat?
No, because Krishna does not eat meat. Therefore, we do not eat.
And you don't, so believe in killing flies or ants or anything like that.
No. The Christians also order not to kill, but they don't disobey the order. The Christian commandment is that thou shalt not kill, but they are very busy in killing us.
What about vegetables? That's a lie.
Yes. Like we say that we take Krishna prasad. Krishna takes vegetables. So, if there is any responsibility, it goes to Krishna. We take the remnants of Krishna, led by Krishna. Actually, vegetable has got also life, but an animal has got also life. But those animal eaters, they also make some discrimination. They eat other animals, not the animals produced by him. Why? Why this discrimination? He can eat his own children. Why does he not eat?
Wait, I didn't really understand. You said that he didn't
eat.
A cow would eat a cow?
No, cow is an animal, and his children are also animals. Why does he not eat his own children?
I don't know.
Now you can guess why. Why? Why does he not eat? If you say, just like you told, vegetable has got also life. Similarly, if he wants to eat another life, why doesn't he eat your own children? Why?
Because it's your own children.
Why this discrimination?
Because it's your own.
Huh?
It's your own children, that's why,
probably. No, all you can think, I can eat other's children, that is not wrong. Others may eat your children, you eat other's children. That day will come. That is stated. These animal eaters will eat now one another's children. It's like I heard in the concentration camp in Germany, they ate their own stool out of hunger. Chittarananda Maharaj told me, some responsible man told me. So, Krishna has given you so many nice things, grains, that is for human body. Grains, fruits, flowers, meal, so many nice things Krishna has given for the human society. Why they should kill anyone? Animal killing is part. Tigers, lions, those who live in the jungle, the human society, the animals, the tiger, the dog, they are not very appreciative of this type of food stuff.
Do I put it in your door?
Any way you like.
So, and we can prepare hundreds and thousands of nice preparations from grains and fruit, milk and sugar. Hundreds and thousands of nice palatable dishes. They should learn how to eat. Simply taking a lump of flesh and boil it and mix it to black pepper. Is a very good idea.
Taking what?
Lump of flesh, boil it. And see, and putting it to salt, black pepper, and eat it. Is a very good idea.
Just a lump of flesh, a carcass.
No.
Boil it with a little salt and pepper.
Compared with, there is so many nice food stuff which is there.
What about things like lettuce or carrots and things like that that are grown in the ground?
Srila Prabhupada explained that those also have life, but Krishna accepts those food stuff.
Another propriety is that when we take this fruit, the tree is not killed. Delhi, it is not Delhi. If you take some vegetables, you take some leaves and twigs, like it doesn't, it is not Delhi.
You also were talking about meditation, and I didn't understand what you said last night. You said you don't meditate.
No, we don't meditate like others, artificial. We meditate actually, just like this boy is working, this boy is working. That is meditation. He is working on Krishna taste, so therefore, Krishna, 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 Krishna is going on. Automatically. They are cooking for Krishna, they are worshipping Krishna. They are recording for Krishna, typing for Krishna, everything for Krishna. That is the best meditation. Artificially, if you sit down for 15 minutes and thinking of something and meditating on something, that is artificial. What is it? The so-called meditation, what? They have no subject matter for meditation, impersonal. They are concentrating their mind on some collar, some change of collar. And if you can concentrate your mind on some collar, why not on Krishna? So collar pull. Just see there. As soon as he's advised to concentrate his meditation on Krishna, they will not agree. They will agree to concentrate on some collar change. And this is their foolishness. And if you are concentrating on some created collar, artificially, so why not see the real collar, Krishna? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. They are accepting unnecessary some trouble. Therefore, Lesa Vikatavasti Sam Abhavya Sapati Vasam. They are trying to concentrate on something impersonal. That means they are accepting trouble, that's all. Klesha, adhikata. Adhikata means more troublesome.
What is the relationship with Hare Krishna to Kaitanya?
Chaitanya. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he started this Hare Krishna movement, very vigorously in Bengal. Not Bengal, all over India.
He started it?
Yes. He's understood as the father of this movement.
And despite the fact that it started 5,000 years ago?
Yes, quite it is, but literally. 5,000 years ago, Krishna spoke very definitely on Krishna consciousness. So it was going on. In India, Hare Krishna mantra is coming since a very long time. Everyone knows, every Indian, Hindu especially, they know this Hare Krishna. The chant of village to village, there is a group for chanting Hare Krishna.
Some people have understood that Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
to be a Hindu. Do you have any relationship with Hinduism?
Hindu, that's like you call our man as Hindu because they dress like Hindu. It's like you are also dressed like Hari. See, you become accustomed to this Hari. People may call you Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
That is the difference. But we are neither Hindus nor Muslims nor Christians. We are servants of God, servants of Krishna. That is our real identity. According to Hindus, the Europeans, Americans, their mlecha is German.
Their what?
Mlecha. Mlecha means untouchable.
Untouchable?
Yes. What is the meaning of mlecha?
Degraded.
So, but we don't consider anyone degraded because anyone who takes into consciousness is more than a Brahmin. It's not degraded. Otherwise, even if he's born in a Brahmin family, he's degraded. He has no Krishna consciousness. The exact word used in this connection. Muti hai suchi hai jadi Krishna bhaje. Suchi hai muti hai jadi Krishna bhaje. Means, if Kavla, in India, Kavla is considered the lowest of the society. The Kavla becomes a Brahmin, the highest of the society. He takes to Krishna consciousness. Similarly, suchi hai muchi hai jadi Krishna tyaji. If one gives up Krishna consciousness, even though he is born in a Brahmin family, he becomes a kavala. Because he considers only the skin, kavala's business is to test the skin, talent. So if anyone is interested in this king, he is no better than Kavala. Kavala has been telling his part.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it is a great office, telling his part.
But does Hare Krishna have the caste system in it?
Does Hare Krishna accept the caste
system? Yes. It's like we are creating Brahmins. Caste system by quality. Statement in Bhagavad Gita. Chastu Varnam Maya System Guna Karma Vibhav. Caste system is created by God according to quality and work. By division. Division of labor. Yes. One is engaged. Their spiritual consciousness, they are called Brahmana. One who is engaged in administration affairs, he is called Kshatriya. One who is engaged in business and productive affairs, he is called Vaishya. And one who cannot do anything but simply give some service, he is called Sudra. This division is all over the world. You may call it or not, but such division is existing everywhere.
But can anyone leave his caste and go into the Brahmins, if they become
Hare Krishna? Oh yes. Anyone who is fit for entering into the kingdom of God, he must be a Brahmin. Without Brahminical qualification, how he can enter into the spiritual kingdom. So our this Krishna consciousness moment also training the student to become Brahmin. Because without becoming Brahmin, how can understand Brahma?
In other words, Srila Prabhupada explaining that the caste system is there, but anybody who becomes Krishna consciousness, within Krishna consciousness, we do not think somebody is lower. If I am Krishna conscious and I'm doing the lowest work, I'm not considered low, because the work is the meditation, because I'm doing it for Krishna. So there is within Krishna consciousness, but outside, God has orders. Listen.
Besides that, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, for Arjuna, that you are my beloved friend and devotee. But Arjuna was neither a Brahmin or Sannyasi or Brahmachari or man engaged in austerity. He was a Grihastha householder, politician, but still Krishna accepted him as his great devotee. Bhaktavati. So devotee, to become devotee, it does not depend on this material division of them. It is transcendental. Brahma Bhuyaya Parvata. One who is engaged in Krishna's service, he is already on the Brahma stage.
If one wanted to be involved in Hare Krishna, does one have to give up if he was working or going to school? Would he have to stop?
No.
I mean, like if a reporter wanted to join us, could he still be a reporter? Or if a businessman wanted to join us?
No, we haven't got to change your position. Still, you can become Krishna. Simply, you have to hear about Krishna. That is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That one does not require to change his position. He is to learn Krishna by hearing through proper source. Then everything will be done. It is not required that he has to change his position.
And doing all. Work or
by hearing, he will understand, as he will go on understanding. He'll do the needful himself.
He goes understanding, he'll do the needful.
Because he is hearing. By hearing, he is becoming learned, experienced. That as he becomes experienced, he does the needful out of his own accord.
It can be very nice if in the beginning you would include a definition of Krishna consciousness.
Why don't you give me one?
It is not a sect of religion.
The consciousness movement is that we allow everyone to come and hear about Krishna without changing his position. And as he learns, as he becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, he himself makes the necessary changes.
Which are what though?
Huh?
Which, what are they? The necessary changes?
Necessary changes, just like you saw me first yesterday, and you changed your dress. I did not ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I did not ask you to put on the sari. By the association with Buddha, like that. Sangat sanjayate kama. If you associate with devotees, then you will become devotee. If you associate with drunkard, then you will be drunkard. The association is very important fact. So our opening of different centers means we are giving the facility of association with devotees. That is the purpose of opening centers. Any outsider comes and sees the behavior of these devotees, the chanting and the worship of the deity, their mode of life, eating. These are all facilities for any layman to become Krishna conscious.
And if one becomes a Brahman, will one be reborn again, or will one reach
Now, if he is this life, one understands what is Krishna, then he goes back to Krishna. In the Krishna Loka. Simply by understanding what is Krishna. That's all.
And he won't have to come back?
No.
And if you don't understand, you might come back as a dog or a human or whatever.
No, he does not go to Krishna Loka. He remains here. He remains here in the material world. And if he remains in this material world, there is chance of getting the body of a dog or the body of a demigod, according to his work.
How
do you think
about marriage and children?
Marriage is recommended. We get our boys and girls married. We don't allow to remain as friends, no. That is illicit. Marriage is in our program. In Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended. Sex life in marriage is Krishna. And actually, we are having, if you enter some to Los Angeles, we'll find in small children how they are Krishna conscious.
Do they go to school?
Yes. We have got our own school program at Dallas. But after 3-4 years, they remain with their parents. Nothing is prohibited. But unless it is doctored with Krishna consciousness, we take it as dead and lump of matter. The same example. It's like a beautiful body. Very young, beautiful body. It is useful so long the consciousness is there. If the body has no consciousness, nobody cares for the beautiful body. Therefore the body is not important. Consciousness is important.
What about drugs?
Drug is nonsense. We have already said that we don't allow our students to be intoxicated.
So then, what about smoking or...?
Everything is nonsense. According to our definition, they are all sinful activities. And so long one is addicted to sinful activities, he cannot understand Krishna or God.
Saturday, the festival. Are you going to
have a big sort of wagon
of fruit
and
things like you did in
San Francisco?
But, I mean, what should I tell you
is going to happen? First, at 1:30, 3:30, we're going to take the deity, Jagannath Swami, from the temple, and parade him down to the park, the whole park full, and then there will be grand kirtan over the speakers, with some chanting with the drums and the kartals. And there will be displays of all these posters, and displays of all Van Gogh's books, and displays of all different incense and things that we manufactured and maintained on the space of the consciousness. There will be a four-course feast, and one sweet, and some vegetables, and some savory, and some drink, and many more things like that. And at 4 p.m., Van Gogh will arrive.
Do people have to pay money?
No, there's nothing required except that they offer.
How would you just have one more question? How does your teaching people in Hare Krishna, if they need money to buy anything, how do they support themselves?
Krishna supplies.
That is, if I offer
you anything. You don't need the money?
No, I don't. That's why I'm wondering how.
You are working so hard to get money, and we are chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna is supplying money. In fact, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, he'll also get money. Krishna is God. He cannot supply money. Do you think like that?
No.
No, what is your idea? God is all powerful, all opulent, he has got all riches. How is that he cannot supply money? If his devotee is required.
No.
Just like I came here with $7, now we have spent $70,000 per month. Krishna is supplying money. But we don't spoil the money in sense, and that is the difference between an ordinary man getting money and our getting money. Our money, each farthing is spent for Krishna, not for sense value.
Not for what?
Sense value. Material world, as soon as he gets money, he brings bottle of whiskey and goes to the nightclub. But as soon as we get money, we publish one Krishna book or open a center. That is the difference.
How many centers do you have now?
Huh?
You have 105 in the United States?
No, in the United States we have about 50.
And you have about that many in Europe?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Good.
Did you drink it? Or
yes.
That
yes, yes, yes. Yes.
No.
Oh, good.
You see, this nice foodstuff is supplied by cows. And we kill cows. We don't kill.
Yeah.
We don't, but I mean to the human being.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm grateful. You drink the breast milk of your mother. Would you like to kill her?
No.
Then why the cow should be killed? She's mother. She's giving milk.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is drinking cow's milk. And the cow again will send to the cattle. Is that very good for you? Is that humanitarian?
Mm. I guess not. But the one thing I don't understand is exactly what Christians have the Ten Commandments, which they take.
But they don't follow.
No. But what exactly, if I wanted to explain in not too long, what are your basic tenets of belief?
We believe that our point is that you become lover of God. We don't say that this religion is better than that religion.
Mm-hmm.
We say in the religion there is hint of God consciousness. So we want to see whether you are becoming God conscious or not by following your religion. Just like in Christian religion there is commandment, thou shalt not kill. But we see all the Christians are engaged in killing. What kind of Christian is? What do you think?
No, there wouldn't be a good Krishna. But do you believe that everything in the world is alive, like the chairs and rocks and everything? Is in the level of, is part of God?
I do that.
He says, is everything part of God and alive, meaning is there life?
No, not alive. God, everything is part of God. The stack on the stack. This finger is part of my body. And this nail is also part of my body. But when you cut the nail, there is no blood and you don't feel any pain. But you cut your finger, just say, little bit. There's blood and there's skin. Why?
Because that's more alive than this.
Anyway, but the nails and this part, everything part of my body. Mm-hmm. So everything is part of God.
But some things are more alive.
Something are called dead matter and something is called living entity. Mm-hmm.
Chair is not a living entity.
Yes.
It is dead matter.
But it is part of God. Everything is part of God.
Well,
but the tree from which the chair came from was a living entity.
Mm-hmm.
That is also the explanation. The nail is coming from the living entity. It is not coming other way.
And this body could become, is dead. This is matter. The living entity
is within.
Is within, inside.
If it is breathing and reproducing.
Breathing is the mechanical action of the body.
Where there's a living entity
and reproduction.
Where there's a living entity, there's six things. There's birth, growth, sustenance, stays for a while. Then it reproduces something, then it dwindles, and finally it dies. So those are the symptoms of a living entity.
Living entity, so far is body first. This change is for the body,
yes.
Not for the living entity.
Okay. And so then you said that when one attains the Brahman, the one goes back to the original?
To become Brahman means he is in knowledge. He is perfectly in knowledge what is what. That is called Brahman.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not after attaining Brahman,
Krishna, you're the, when,
Krishna.
When you die, you want to go
Krishna
to
Krishna consciousness.
I don't die, attain body.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we attain your death. We are not dying. Similarly, we change our dress, we do not die. That change of dress, the dress is transformed in different positions, as expressed by this. But change, byproduct, dwindling, that transformation of the body, not of the soul. Therefore, death means death of this body, not of the soul.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Right, nice article.
Okay.
So that people may be attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Where do you go?
That will be great service to Krishna, God.
Where do you go to New York from San Diego?
Are
you going to New York from San Diego?
Yeah. Next time I'm going to New York. From here.
Thank you.
I didn't see it.
I can't eat anymore. They're fresh air.
You can take it with you and eat it later.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Radio station that was going to interview one of the technicians who runs the machine that got sick in the hospital with your body with temple diseases. And so they said they cannot do the show this evening. Maybe tomorrow evening they will call tomorrow.
That's all right.
Thank you.
I am not.
So the Indian people, Prakash, they said you can come at 7:30. We just told them 8:30, but we can go a little bit earlier. All
right.
We can go to the Indian people who invited you to come at 7:30 instead of at 8:30, an hour earlier.
That's fine.
Are you alright?
What are you saying now?
6:08.
That's fine.
Is there anything we can do? Anything we can get you now?
No.
reality of faith in it, that people leave, because I'm just getting something out. I just don't want to carry them all over anymore. Carrying around the world once, I thought we were going to find out later. Can you hear me now?
Broken wire that
was 15 years, this man is coming to pick up.
I don't know if
I'll ask that.
Isn't that a repeated form? What is the full word? But
to be found by Krishna.
He'll be bringing his car.
Thank you.